Hey Geppetto, where'd you get to? Written by Catwalks Alone. Read by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom, our flag means death. What I'd needed was a hobby. There was the stabbing and looting, a little light maiming, which was reasonably distracting. But at the end of the day, he was alone in his cabin crying over things that were not there. He was sick of it. He needed something to do with his hands that didn't involve any type of blood or guts, and something to do with his brain that didn't involve random generation of sad, self-pitying lyrics. Not least because it was difficult to find a rhyme for orange, especially when you stuck petrified on the front. But what to do? No songwriting, of course. No writing of any kind, now Lucius was gone. No sewing, since all the fine cloth went overboard with the books. Whipping stuff out of the air was Jack's thing. And thinking about Jack brought back memories Ed was making his best attempt to stab through the right side if they as much as threatened to surface. And menacing Izzy was a lifestyle choice, not a hobby as such. What then? Ed cruised the ship for inspiration, the skeleton crew leaving most of the below deck to stand empty, abandoned possessions rolled haphazardly by the pitch and yaw of the Revenge, no one to stow them safely in lockers. Ed stopped one oddly-shaped lump with his booted foot, stooping to pick it up. It was smooth, polished wood that looked a little like a sharpened carrot with a bulbous end. There were curving markings of various lengths along opposite sides. He frowned, remembering seeing the bird guy hunched over it, knife in hand, talking to a seagull that perched on the rail. "We won't forget him, will we, Olivia? Kara was the best of us." Ed turned the object over in his hand. It was pretty shit, if he was honest. But there was some sort of vague resemblance to a bird. Maybe not Carl, exactly, but something bird-esque. Bird essency, if you would. "I can do better than this crap," he said to the empty room. "Where's his stuff? I've got a hobby to start." It turned out whittling was harder than it looked. Even shit whittling. Ed's first attempt also looked like a sharpened carrot. He'd been going for a metaphysical representation of a kraken, which Ed recognized. May have been a smidge overambitious for a beginner. The next few attempts also came out vaguely pointy and vegetable-y, neither of which was imagery Ed was particularly into, thanks. Something needed to change. He looked at the new smooth piece of driftwood in his hands, running his fingertips along the grain of it. This deserved better. There was no inherent carrotiness here, he was sure of it. Maybe this time, instead of trying to make the wood shape to his plan, he'd let it reveal itself. Ed sat in the crow's nest, feet dangling over the edge, ignoring Izzy berating the crew down below. He'd earned this time off with the capture of a couple of Spanish priests who had gold sewn into their vestments, enough to keep the crew scurvy free another few months, for which they'd better be bloody grateful. Izzy could keep his teeth to gnash at the undeserving another day. Curls of shaved wood flew down to the deck as he worked, Frenchie's mild curses floating up unnoticed. Slowly, the wood started to take form, a rounded top with a long straight middle section. Ed carved a line here, a scrape there. He kept on whittling as the sky darkened, and Jim crept up to light the lantern behind him. "That looks good, Captain," they said. "Who is it?" "It's no one, Jim," Ed said, his thumb rubbing over the rounded end. "It's nothing real, just what the wood wanted to be." "Oh, sure, if you say so. I just thought..." Jim looked from Ed's face to his hands and then back again. "Nothing. I thought nothing." They disappeared quickly down the rigging. "Weirdo," muttered Ed, and then looked down himself. His heart stuttered. He hadn't. He couldn't. But he had. He could. There was no denying it. It was as crude as a fornicating nun, but there it was. The curl of his hair. The flare of his jacket. The way his toes turned out at that particular darling angle. It was Steed. Ed's stupid hobby to distract himself from his stupid feelings had managed to haul them back front and center, exactly where he didn't want them. Ed stood and drew his arm back, ready to throw the little statue far, far away. He tried to fling it forward, but found that his arm froze in place. "Well, come on, man," he berated himself, and swapped hands in case the altercation with the priest had done something unholy to his shoulder. But that arm froze, too. "Fuck it, I'll chuck it later," he said, stuck Wooden Steed through his belt where it couldn't slip away, and did a complicated rope trick back onto the deck, so no one would notice the smoke from the lantern had made his eyes teary again. In his cabin, Ed slumped in his chair and balanced the little guy on the table in front of him. He rested his chin on folded arms. They were about eye level this way, if you could call the vague gashes that had made to the face eyes, and Ed stared out the very definitely a coincidence and not a cry for help tiny steed.
"You get tonight, mate,"
he said, with his top-level gruff Blackbeard voice.
"And that's only because I want to admire my newfound craftsmanship. Tomorrow you're going in the sea. Big time."
In the morning, Ed woke with the wooden effigy tucked into his side, one hand curled around it. A perfect fit. It was strange. He hadn't slept that well in weeks. There was a knock on the door. Hastily, Ed shoved the carving under his pillow. "I'll deal with you later," he said, sounding way too much like Ed for his own comfort. Izzy laid out the plan for the day. A sail had been sighted. There would probably be some stabbing, looting, a little light maiming. Ed's eyes swept over the room as he looked towards the ocean, too aware of the slight bump under his pillow. He sighed. What he needed was a hobby. The end.